What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
I'm Jules.
I'm Emily.
And you're listening to The Hooligans.
Duh. Oh, man.
And we are back, and we have two guests with us today, our cousins, Jules and Em.
Hello. Welcome, friends.
Welcome.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm joined.
So we
You've
thought.
You've now entered your ultimate form.
Sound wave version.
So we thought that it would be fun to have Jules and Em on because we haven't really done There Was an Incident lately. And we've had a lot of incidents with Jules and Em. Mostly from babysitting them. So. We asked them both on. We've actually kind of been planning this for, like, what, over a week?
A while.
It's been 84 years.
And we are finally doing it. So, Jules and Em, if you'd like to say a few words, introduce yourselves.
Just like an obituary.
Stand up and tell the classroom.
Tell us one fact about you.
I'm making Julia go first.
That's such an M move.
Classic.
Okay, so. My name's Jules. I'm really cool. I'm their cousins. You're all fools.
Oh, man.
Now, Em, you have to rap, too.
Yeah.
So the downfall of going second is you now have to follow that.
No! Well, okay, I can redo mine, Em.
You don't have to rap.
Well. My name's Julia. My favorite color's blue. Ooh. Something interesting about me is that I like to paint wine bottles, not because I'm an alcoholic, but because it's fun. Your turn.
Okay. My name is Emily. I like ice cream. My favorite color is red and purple.
Ooh.
Oh, good choice.
And I feel like we should just start this off with one memory.
Oh.
Nice segue, What's Em. Let's do it.
At one point, I remember running through your house and
like full speed.
Full speed. And my body.
Oh, I do know this.
Slammed into the screen door.
The back patio, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I went through it and I broke your screen door.
I believe we were playing tag.
I think we were playing tag.
For
she
context.
Didn't know the screen.
For context, Care was usually the one to watch them, and I would be there, like I wasn't really helping. Cub was there sometimes, but this was predominantly Care, and yeah, we were playing tag one day, and the back patio was safe, so...
you gotta get to safety!
So Em jumped into the patio, except there was a screen in the door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was, I remember that definitely... though, because we were like, oh no, what are mom and dad gonna say?
I was so scared of Uncle Buddy.
I know, she was like,
I was she's crying.
Like, she's like, do you know?
But they were both like, oh, is she okay? Like, that was the concern, like, not about the screen. They're like, oh, you went through the screen? Are you okay? Because you were like, going
forget
fast.
About me.
I was like,
save yourself.
I was like, I'll weave you a door.
How old
you gotta
are
give
you,
Em props for going all in here.
Yeah, oh yeah, she was winning.
Yeah.
She was playing hardcore.
Parkour.
She was like, I don't have time to open that. Yeah. Gotta go.
Em, how old were you when that happened?
I was really little. I feel like I don't know. Was Joel, how old was I?
I don't know. When did we stop getting babysat? I don't remember because we would just go over to hang out pretty much when we were old enough.
Yeah.
I feel like we were little, though. Probably like, I don't know, third grade?
I was going to say, I was probably in high school. So what? I'm 10 years older than you. So probably like 7 or 8.
I was gonna say like
you were like in first grade.
I was thinking like 7.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
So maybe I was in third grade.
It could be.
Sorry,
someone was in third grade.
Magic well, was, formation.
I was gonna say we played that tag a lot.
Oh yeah,
and in one of our excursions, Cub joined us for tag. This
How
was
about
freeze
Cub
tag.
Explains-
yeah, Cub, would you
to explain this one?
Is this Moskuba?
This is Magic Formation.
Where you faked the injury.
I mean, again, you gotta give props for going all in here.
That's above true. And beyond.
I don't really recall very much other than the faking of the injury and then just hopping up and running.
Yeah, you sat on the porch with an ankle injury. And then you just like screamed out magic formation. Like,
you ran away.
Ran away.
And I think you like, untagged me.
Was I supposed to?
Probably not.
Oh, man. I was going to say, I could probably be like a good general, like a leader.
What?
Okay.
That's a leap.
How does this equate to tag?
Well, because I like created the magic formation. Like, I feel like I could rally the troops and whatnot, but...
Everyone's
but maybe
like,
not
all...
if I'm like untagging the wrong people.
Am I the wrong
injuries?
Apparently, Lyle.
Now that I'm
Lyle an enemy?
Like now that I'm thinking about like when we used to play tag, I feel like it was very unfair. Because I was so little, and I remember at one point, like whenever Cub would be there, it would be like special feature because he was never really there.
Oh, was.
And like when he was there, like I remember one time I was chasing him and he was on the porch and he jumped over the side railing. Like what?
Like Em can't do that.
What is a 7-year-old girl supposed to do?
Em was like, "What?"
Well,
hey,
how
I
bad
to
did
win
you
it.
Want it?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like enough to go through a screen door.
That's true.
Not enough to propel your body off of a porch, though.
I remember I used to get tired of running. I was like, your neighbors next to the garage have those bushes. So I'd be like, oh, man, I'm pretty winded. And I would like go hide over there for a little while.
Oh,
take
man.
A little rest, you know?
We're like, where's Jules?
I do remember not really chasing you.
Cause she had a good hiding spot.
Yeah, I had to recoup, man.
Yeah.
They were intense.
Oh, we should have a new tag game, like whenever we have a picnic.
out at Cubs or Aunt Chris's.
Cubs would be dangerous.
There's a con and stuff.
There's bears you have to avoid.
You like tag a bear and it like you have to stop.
Cub like tries to leap over the pond and just falls in.
Oh man, there's tons of frogs down there.
Ooh, Francesco's. Yeah,
Francesco's.
Yep.
Rip it.
Yeah, Jules and Em haven't seen the house yet.
They have to.
We have to.
Soon, hopefully.
Let's make it happen.
Have to.
Heck yeah.
I feel like now I want to talk about someone very important.
Oh no.
There's two people. There's a couple people it could be. It could be Rasputin. Or it could be Barbosa.
Oh man.
Or it Who could is be it? Mo.
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 It is Mo.
Oh. We have never mentioned Mo on this show.
Nope, Aww. Sure haven't.
Probably because in all honesty, the scenario involving Mo is pretty disturbing.
It's not for children.
We need to put a disclaimer at the beginning of this episode.
Age is 17 and up.
Care, would you like to tell the story of Mo from the beginning?
Well, just how we got him. So, if
how
anyone
entered our lives,
if anyone is familiar with the Muppets, it is one of the Muppets. It's the old man. It's
Waldorf, if you will.
So
you
go look
know
up.
That, Lyle.
Go look
would.
Up. Go look up Waldorf. He has crazy hair. He's one of the two that always just like rip on everybody. So there was a stuffed Mo in the vending machine at Haas's, which. Not vending machine, but the claw machine. But also, can we just... Why is there a claw machine at Haas's? That's very
good. That's a good question.
But I really wanted it. So Cor, our cousin who is not on here, decided that he was going to win it for me. So I think I gave him like $3 worth of quarters or something. And he got him. So... His name is Mo because he looked like someone that we went to church with forever ago, whose name was Mo.
He did.
So that's why he's called Mo.
We should have him on the podcast.
Just like, yeah, you want to talk? He's like, I don't even know who you are. But so we won Mo, and he went on a lot of adventures with us. Like,
he did. He went
on
vacation
1 year. With us. There's pictures with him going into the caverns and stuff.
Putt-putting.
Oh, man.
Putt-putting. Being in a little western jail.
Mom once, like, pretended to throw him out the car window, and we all, like,
on the highway.
Oh, no.
She just grabbed him and held him out the window, and we're all like, no!
Yeah, well, she hated him.
She hated Mo.
So
but
Mo,
that's
Mo
the origin
everywhere.
Of Mo.
Yeah, at one point I think Cub drew nipples on him.
That's probably true.
Someone hole punched his tie.
Also Cub.
Probably also Cub.
Oh man.
But there was an incident with Mo one day. That we have to save viewer discretion is advised.
Oh no.
Or listener discretion.
I'm not sure I know the story, guys.
Oh man.
I don't know if I was around for this.
I feel like you know.
Okay.
See, I'm nervous. Can't tell which story this is, because.
Which most story?
Well. So one time, we were out at Aunt Chris's, a.k.a. Jules and Em's house, and I don't even know, we just, like, found Mo lying in the grass with, like,
Mo!
A stab wound.
I believe there were three cuts.
I was going to say multiple stabbings.
There's multiple stab wounds.
In, like, the stomach and midsection.
Oh, poor Mo.
I remember I was so upset. I'm pretty sure I cried.
Oh. So Kara had to save Mo's life.
I sutured Mo to the best
Where
of
were
my
the other
abilities.
Wounds?
I think they were all in the chest.
Oh, man. They knew right where to go.
It's like ER.
I need string here, stop. But I
wait, who was doing the CSI theme?
Jules, I think.
So yeah, Kara had to save Mo.
Yeah.
And as I seem to recall, Mom just like anticlimactically threw Mo away one day.
One day she just threw him out after I sutured him and nursed him back to health.
In his head, Let Her Go by Passenger was probably playing.
And you let it go.
As he, like, falls into the trash.
I could see Mom just, like, walking by the trash and being like, ah, fuck it.
Like, I'm so damn tired of seeing this thing.
Oh, Mommy Johnny.
Mommy Johnny.
I mean,
someday
you know,
Mommy that, Johnny will be on here.
I mean, that wasn't all... the only time Mo was injured.
He was abused.
Mo was abused.
So abused. Poor Mo.
I remember at one point we threw him out of the window on the
top.
That was on a basis of a make-believe show we were hosting.
The guy did a Peter Pan off the roof.
And we actually filmed the event.
Voyeurs.
We're like, will he survive this time?
And it was all based on a scenario that Mo was one of the judges in our, like, singing performance competition.
Oh, and wasn't it Mo's Got Talent or something?
Yeah.
It was Mo's Got Talent, and he was one of the judges, and one of us, as the contestants, we were trying to get rid of him because he wasn't voting for us.
Oh, man.
I would like to state that I won that competition, by the way. As my rapper, Applesauce, who
Applesauce.
I sincerely hope that no footage of that exists anywhere.
Oh, man. I wonder if it does.
Lyle, I've got a question for you.
All right.
In your opinion, who got it worse, Mo or Squeezio?
Squeezio, because he died. Do Jules and Em know about Squeezio?
I don't.
Squeezio.
Have you ever seen, like, the toys you can get at, like, they're usually at, like, zoos or aquariums where it's, like, filled with a it's supposed to be water,
like
a little fish, yeah.
And not the thing that goes whoop.
No, but I do love that thing.
No, it's like a little plastic.
Well, I had one. And its name was Squeezio. And we've discussed this. That was actually a really early pod. But Cub bit it, and it...
Oh my god!
It leaked and died.
It bled out.
So,
all the fish were probably scattered, like...
I mean, maybe it's better that Squeezio just died straight up, as opposed to Mo, who was, like, tortured multiple times.
And then thrown and, like, left to die in the garbage by Mom.
Could he be in a dump still somewhere?
Guys, probably. I found one on eBay before, and it was $20, and for some reason I was an idiot and didn't buy it.
Secret Santa, Secret Santa,
oh my
Secret
God.
Santa.
Oh, man.
I'm looking right now.
We need to bring him back. Like, no. Next picnic, he's just there with us.
Yeah, fully.
And you let him out.
I mean, there are Mo's on there, but they're not the good one.
We need the good one, the original.
It was like a specific
OG.
One, yeah.
Claw Machine Mo.
We need one that is pre-Mo.
When we get him, are we going to redraw his nipples, though?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Definitely.
Also, we should put the hole punch back in the tie.
And like, cut him open so bad.
Guys, this is really random, but somehow on Amazon, I ordered batteries today.
What?
Who ordered batteries?
Why didn't you order batteries?
I didn't.
Have you been hacked?
Wait, no, because I set it up for auto delivery once, but I thought I canceled that.
Oh, it's Mo.
It's Mo. He's like, you need these, Lyle.
Well, I guess I just spent $5 on batteries.
Well, batteries are something it's good to have around, you know?
That's true. I cancel it.
No.
Why
cancel it? I don't need quadruple A batteries. I needed them once. Okay, I canceled it. All right, so back to...
Wait, no, because you said you set that up on autopay, but I just bought...
Yeah, but it was months ago.
No, but I bought an exercise machine yesterday, and it's coming tomorrow, but it's one of those vertical climber things. It's supposed to be a really good workout, and I bought it on Amazon, and it's do you want to do this as a one-time purchase, or do you want to set it up as a subscribe and save it? I was like, for this giant machine?
Yeah, what are you subscribing to?
Is it going to break, and I'm going to have to buy it again? It's a giant piece of equipment,
You should just have, your whole apartment, converted into a gym care.
See, that's what I was thinking.
I'm going to charge people to come. Hey, yeah, that's okay. You don't need a mask here.
Oh, care. That lady that, went up to your window could come.
Oh, yeah. Jules and Em, I don't think you heard this. I posted about it, and I don't think I mentioned it, though. Some lady the other day, I had my window open, and since I'm on the ground floor, the window's right at the grass level. And some lady let her dog walk up to my window where Thor was sitting. The dog was nose to nose with Thor. And she just stood there and was smiling. And I'm like, what the?
cool lady.
I went over.
That's creepy.
I pushed him out of the window and I was just looking at her. And then she just kind of just shuffled away. Because I'm like, what? Who does that?
Creepers.
That's really creepy.
But she would want to join my gym, I think.
Probably. Be you and her.
Creep stalker room.
speaking of Care.
Yeah.
I do want to give a shout out to Care because she was honestly the best babysitter ever.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We made restaurants and you let us make menus and print them out.
Oh, it was
and
prime.
You would come to our restaurants.
Oh, that's legit.
What about
I loved making
What menus. About life? Yeah. When we changed
life was life.
When we changed all the spaces to babies and we would name them all and you'd have 85 children.
Deformed George.
Oh man.
We would take
I kept marrying Rasputin.
Yeah,
Em's choices in husband were not great.
Oh, yeah. You had to very specifically choose out your husband. And Em, for some reason, always married Rasputin or Barbossa.
I explicitly recall one time where it was going over the bridge. You chose to dump your husband in the water.
Yeah. And marry Barbossa.
Hector.
You also married Fred Astaire once.
Yeah. That happened. But I loved babysitting you guys. It was just fun. Remember how we would always get free trials of Pirates of the Caribbean online?
Yes!
And we would play it until our trial ran out, and then one of us would use a different email.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Or Neopets.
Neopets.
Oh, yeah.
Friend Bluey.
Friend Bluey.
Friend Bluey.
Aw, I love Neopets. I bet all our Neopets are starving.
Dead.
It's a dystopian society.
The last time you fed these were 18 years ago. Oh, man.
I mean, yeah, I legit don't remember going on Neopets since 2002.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm pretty sure I was on it last year.
I will admit, I did reactivate my account, my sophomore year of college, because the classes were just so boring, so
I would just be
sitting in the back playing Neopets.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, College was a waste of my time.
Yeah. Agreed. Such a scam.
It is. I really wish that
Em, you're still in college.
Would have happened when I was in college.
Yeah, but I don't want to be here. I don't believe in the system.
Not a part of your system.
Man. Put that garbage in another man's van.
Well, and then I was like the backup babysitter if like Care was working or something.
Yeah, how was Lyle? Yeah. Probably terrible.
I was fine. I basically just did what you would do.
Yeah,
I just didn't. I remember with Bri, we mainly would watch SpongeBob all day.
Oh, so that's how it is. I did what Care did. No, you didn't.
I don't recall that, but it sounds like me. Yeah. Potato chips.
Ramen noodles and
peanut.
Yeah.
Popcorn so and good. Peanut butter sandwiches. The occasional soda.
Occasional bologna.
Remember the peanut butter and bologna with Core?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, we always mention our cousin Core. He will be on here eventually, but he has a far busier life than me, so I don't know about anyone else, but he was staying with us one time when we were watching Jules and Em, and I like peanut butter and bologna sandwiches, so sue me, they're delicious.
Sue me.
Core thought it was interesting, so he wanted one as well, and he was sitting there eating it, and he looked like concerned, or like
he clearly, you know, didn't like it,
right? And then Kara's like, you know, you don't have to eat that, and he's like, I'll have another.
I feel like I remember something like this.
Well, I think you guys were there too.
Yeah.
But
this was like
recall.
This was later, like later in the babysitting career.
New topic.
Ooh.
Unusual favorite sandwich combos.
Ooh.
Banana sandwiches.
But that's not really unusual, Care. That's a pretty common thing.
Toast, buttered toast, and bananas. Delicious.
See, a lot of people do peanut butter, so whenever I make a banana sandwich, I just use butter as well. And everyone's like, what's wrong with you? What's your peanut butter?
Because the butter is nice and salty, mm-hmm. without any additional, because yeah. like, the peanut butter, it's definitely peanut butter. Like, this is just, no, it's a nice extra salty with the bananas. Oh, and the crunchy toast. It's so good.
Well, you know what my answer is.
Yeah. I don't really do that. Cub,
do you put chips on bologna sandwiches?
I don't, no.
I do. It's so good.
You gotta get that crunch factor.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll, like, add is if it's, like, of a similar variety, like salami and pepperoni or something.
So, like, a combo.
Yeah, but I don't mix and match like that.
I just straight up eat pepperoni sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, me too. So good.
I like to microwave.
Cheese on there.
I like to microwave pepperoni sandwiches, so the bread is, warm, and like, the grease kind of soaks into the bread. It's delicious.
How about bacon?
Oh, bacon. Bacon sandwiches are just amazing.
This is the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
I probably do, like, peanut butter and jelly with potato chips in the middle.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Peanut butter and potato chips are good, too, but I think I would rather have potato chips and bologna than peanut.
I used to gross people out in elementary school because I would take egg and cheese sandwiches for lunch.
But that's kind of weird to take to school. Like, they're good fresh.
Care would have made fun of you.
That sounds like something like an old man would bring to
it. It really does, yeah.
Lyle's just some old guy.
Old man Lyle. Like, do you like munching on it without his teeth?
Congealed cheese and stuff. Like.
I'm going to eat this sandwich and then we're going to go to recess.
But my hip.
one of my favorite combos, non-sandwich related, is potato chips and pretzels in the same bite.
Yeah.
Oh. Have you guys ever made your own munch, though?
What is that?
So, whenever we're feeling snacky, we, like, pop a bag of popcorn, throw in some Doritos and pretzels, or you could do, like, Cheetos or Cheez-Its or whatever.
Put some cheese in there.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
I've made
fresh, you know, popcorn, so it's nice and hot, and I've put, like, chocolate chips in there.
Oh.
Because chocolate and popcorn is amazing.
So
good.
So, my favorite sandwich, which my mother disses on, I guess it's not my favorite sandwich, but it's something it's like a guilty pleasure.
Tuna and cheese?
No cheese, M.
Just tuna?
Just tuna and ketchup.
Oh!
Well, and I mean, I do like tuna.
It can't be tuna and oil. It's tuna and water, and you squeeze out all the juice, and you throw that tuna on the white bread, squirt a little ketchup on there, put your other half on, you got yourself a ketchup toonie sandwich.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me.
I do toast and then, like, you know, drain
just
the tuna.
Toast.
And then I drain the tuna and then I put the tuna on and then with some mayo.
Oh, see, I feel ketchup, like bro. Ketchup's where it's at.
I feel like the mayo sounds more natural with tuna than ketchup.
That's
does.
How I
yeah,
feel.
Yeah,
because
tuna salad is a thing.
Yeah. No, so it's like your own tuna salad.
Flaky tuna and the acidic, salty ketchup.
Flaky tuna sounds like a band. Guys, there's a Glagool here with me.
Oh.
Hello. Raul?
Glagool is his new nickname. Glagool and Glog for short. Because one time Christine said Raul, but like said it all with like a Spanish flair.
Raul.
Yeah. And I tried to copy and I was like, Glagool! So now we call him Glog.
Glog.
I'm like, oh, fucking Glog. Stretched out here.
Toast is just sitting outside my door crying. He's like, Mom, why are you in the bedroom?
He wants to be featured.
Well, Zach is out there too.
Oh man, bring Zach in for a segment.
Zach.
She's too busy yelling at his video games right now.
So back what else? To babysitting. Care. Remember.
Oh, wait, I think I know where this is going. Does it have to do with a couple movies?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How about you explain this?
Well, I mean, there may be more movies than what I'm thinking of, but the two that comes to mind is The Swan Princess.
Odette.
And I don't even know what it's called. It's like
Pebble and the Penguin.
Pebble and the Penguin, yeah.
Cub has Pebble and the Penguin.
Oh, I could probably write a good reboot of that.
I was obsessed.
You wanted to watch it so many times. Like, every day.
Wasn't Casper one, too?
Casper was also one of them, yes.
It's because we
every
have
day.
Those movies. They were a delicacy.
Well, eventually they got lost.
One time...
Mom probably threw them out.
No. It was a scandal. One time, I was just like, they're coming over tomorrow, and I can't watch these again. So I hid them, and I said I didn't know where.
Oh, man.
I could
not watch it again.
Em, you just, like, accepted that this movie that Care had known where both of them were every day.
Every day.
Just went missing.
I didn't. Actually, I grew so upset that I couldn't watch the Swan Princess that I discussed with Mom how distraught I was, and eventually we took it and we borrowed your Swan Princess for years.
Oh, man. Oh yeah, we didn't get that back forever. That's okay, because I didn't want to watch it anymore.
Don't we still have it?
I think got it back.
Yeah, Mom made me give it back, like, 2 years ago.
Don't you hate when Mom does that stuff?
I know. We probably never would have known. We would have been like, I don't know, maybe Em has it.
Also, I guarantee you we haven't watched it since we got it back.
That's true.
I've watched it.
What about the Barbie movies?
Oh, so good.
So good.
Whenever you guys would bring
I love Bibble.
What the heck is a Bibble?
He's just in the Barbie movie.
Excuse me. How about drinking a little?
Excuse me.
Bibble.
He just comes busting out.
He was the little fuzzy creature that flew around with Alina in Fairytopia.
Barbie Fairytopia.
Cub primary analysis of this creature.
Julia and I would always quote that movie.
Nighty night. Can you imagine?
Well, see, I think it was
99. This is now the Hooligans ASMR.
No. If someone could fall asleep to that, I'd be like, what's wrong with you?
Lena Poo.
Which one had Preminger in it?
Princess and the Pauper.
Wasn't that Kelsey Grammer?
He was in one of them. I always told him that he was my favorite, and you would get so mad at me. I'm like, he's the bad guy. He can't be your favorite. I'm like, I don't care. I like him.
Well, that was similar to you rooting for Swiper in Dora the Explorer.
Yes, I always rooted for Swiper.
Why?
Because I wanted him to swipe stuff.
Why did we watch Dora the Explorer?
I don't know, because you guys were old enough to not watch Dora the Explorer. I think it was kind of just to make fun of it.
I remember having to watch Blue's Clues with Lyle.
Yeah, you probably loved it.
Blue's Clues!
Urban legends about Steve?
What was it?
Well, the rumor was that he left the show because, like, either he was addicted to drugs or he was dead.
I think it was because he was going bald.
Or no, he didn't.
Likely.
No. He was like, he wanted to start, like, he just wanted to do other stuff. I don't think he wanted to be known as, like, the host of Blue's Clues.
I did just see something where he was, like, he was going bald and he didn't want them to give him, like, a weird wig or something, too.
There's so many, like, theories.
I don't know. What is the truth?
The truth is out there.
I'm so serious.
We should reboot Blue's Clues.
With the Joker.
Speaking of more movies, I also remember Jewel and I had never seen The Hunchback of Notre Dame. So we watched it at your guys' house, and I remember crying.
Why? Because it's the least child-appropriate G movie ever made.
It is not It is not kid appropriate.
The part where they're like throwing the tomatoes at him, like I cried.
It's a really good movie, but it is not for children.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
That's a good sign. But no, it's
people
just,
these days lack empathy, and it's quite disturbing to me.
That is true.
Let's all cry at the Hunchback.
I would have invited him over for a barbecue.
You what?
I would have invited him for a barbecue.
Oh, I thought you said you'd eat him for a barbecue.
No! It's not cannibal.
Are we talking about Quasi or Frolo?
We like
Quasi.
In the DJ booth, asking which was the best collection to play my impression.
Actually, The Hunchback is Ethan's favorite Disney movie.
It's a great Disney movie.
What was that noise?
Jules puking or something?
He's obsessed with Frollo.
Well, that's weird.
It's because he's a hottie with a body. Ew.
Go look at that body.
Does he try to tan his cheeks?
I'm in a speedo trying to tan my cheeks.
I'm in a speedo trying to tan my cheeks. What? This is how I roll. Come on, ladies.
Sidebar. Kovu from The Lion King 2.
So hot.
Such is he a lion?
Yes, he's a lion.
Just clarifying.
Well, to take it back to near the beginning of our like podcast in general, we know how Care feels about Triton.
Yeah, Triton's
she's
a babe.
All in.
Did you see his abs?
They are pretty nice.
It goes all the way to his
mer-tail.
Ew. Lyle's choking about it. Wait, why is Ethan obsessed with Frollo? I mean, Ian.
I mean, Owen. I mean, Yo.
I really don't know. I'm not sure. I think he just likes how sadistic he is.
No.
For a Disney movie.
It is true. Like, he killed Quasimodo's mom, and he's, like, lusting after Esmeralda. Like, he's super not a Disney character at all.
No.
You're like, what is
Dare
this guy
like? Dare
we
say historically accurate?
Yes. That is
speaking,
true.
Speaking of things historically inaccurate... Pocahontas.
Oh man, yeah.
What a good turn.
It definitely is, though. Like,
I like the raccoon, though.
Yeah.
What's its name?
I mean, can we all
Miko?
Its name is Miko.
Oh my gosh. I remember loving Pocahontas, and I don't remember what Care said, but it scarred me.
Oh my gosh. And we were playing Disney trivia.
Wait, I think I remember, because didn't you, like, you said about the real Pocahontas.
The real Pocahontas was dead and buried in England, and you're like, what? And I'm like, never mind, wait.
No,
what?
I think
oh, yeah.
You're like, no, she's at Disney World, I saw her.
I'm like, oh, wait, yeah, no, she's definitely at Disney.
I remember that.
You scarred me.
I'm just gone, which meant Em was, like, in first grade.
It didn't even, like, I didn't do it maliciously, it just, like, came out, and then I was like, oh, what? I mean, she's not dead.
She is in Disney.
Well, I forgot. She's actually alive and well in Disneyland.
I also seem to recall that once we like tried to explain how Orlando Bloom and Will Turner were not the same were the same person,
and
you were very confused by it.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I only had eyes for Hector.
Who's that?
Barbossa.
Barbossa.
Oh, yeah.
But Barbossa's, like, all, like, he had, like, a, like, pimply nose. Like, gross teeth and stuff.
So in.
Oh, man.
So good.
That seems what? Like a natural end.
Yep.
All right, so that's going to do it for our adventures in baby schmitting.
Did you say Schmidt or...
No, I said this... Schmidt.
Are you sure?
I think I did.
I didn't hear that.
My students always think I miss shit, so I have to... I go by Miss S.
Good call.
So, Jules and Em, I think we're going to have you on again next week. To talk about Seinfeld. Sure.
Let's just do this every day.
All
five person hooligans just forever. I just have like we just like stick drawings into the background of our cover.
Expansion.
That's Jules and Em. They're sticks.
Like Maddie gets in there, Core's in there, just like
oh, I love it.
So anyway.
I love that. We could do our emojis.
Oh yeah.
Because that's a thing. I have to make my class photo and like make individual bitmojis for each of my kids. I'm not happy about it.
I would be like, pass. You guys don't need to be in here.
So anyway, I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub and I'm a Leo.
I'm Jules and I'm a Libra.
I'm Miss Barbosa. I'm a Capricorn.
Well, to backtrack, I'm a Sagittarius then.
Well, I thought we were doing our horoscope.
I'm a Pisces and that's the sign of the badger.
You are not.
Actually, I'm a Scorpio.
I think I was meant to be a Virgo, though.
A bird?
A Virgo. Oh.
Like a Virgo.
Guys, I'm a Sagittarius, so that means I'm a half human, half horse.
I
think I'm a goat.
I'm a Poopasaurus Rex.
I'm a scorpion.
And I'm a lion roar.
And you've been listening to the hooligans. Peace out.